Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Gunpowder and Sky's new film, Hearts Beat Loud. Nick Offerman and Kiersey Clemons star as father and daughter songwriting duo that become an overnight success. Variety calls the film a ballad that everyone can hum to. Hearts Beat Loud, selected as the closing night film at this year's Sundance Film Festival, is now playing in select theaters. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Blanche the Dog, and I love movies. I tried to cover her ears for all the yelling. What's this guy up to? It's a good thing we have a guard dog. And we're coming to you once again from our OG location. You okay? Her owner insisted that she would be fine with sitting on this table. I was like, I don't know. It's going to be scary. We're at the UCB Franklin location in Los Angeles, California. And one of my guests has a dog named Blanche, and she's here on the table. And I'll try to get through this quickly, Blanche, so we can get her out here and you won't feel so weird. You probably feel like this is going to be some sort of welcome to this lesson on dog neutering. Hey. Oh, shit. Where are you trying to go? What are you trying to do? Oh, my God. Such a cutie. Hey, listen, Blanche, did you know that that I've got some Doug plugs? Saturday, yeah, you're right. This is an interesting Saturday. Doug Loves Movies comes to the Rex Theater in Pittsburgh at 4:20. And July 7th, we are doing it at 4:20 at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. And on July 8th, I'm doing stand-up at Go Bananas in Cincinnati at 4:20, and then at Doug Loves Movies taping at 8. Separate admission required, Blanche. Listen up. But we'll see you at McLeavy's next door during the break. And I'm doing a Dabs Day show at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase in, where do you think that is, Blanche? Ann Arbor. Good guess, Blanche. Ann Arbor, Michigan. For all my dates, deets, and links, I got to cover her ears again. Go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com. Yeah!
Oh, my God. She's so scared of all the yelling. Let's get a dog on a table and just yell at her. It's a whole audience of yelling. Now, let's bring in your competitor, Blanche. Just bring in another dog, put them both on the table. First one to fall off wins. All right, so from the corrections department, Donald Sutherland was not in Cat Ballou, and the Jim Carrey movie is called Rubber Face, not Funny Face. And it's a fucking TV movie. I'll talk about what I brought for the prize bag once I get the guests out here, because I'm just dying to get Blanche some comfort, because this is like a fucking, this is a dog on the 4th of July. Have you seen Sarah Silverman tweeting about like how mad she is at people that shoot off fireworks because it scares dogs? And I gotta say, I agree. Anytime you spend time with a dog during fireworks, it's just like, it's not worth it. We've all seen fireworks. Watch them on TV. Do they bother you when they're on TV, Blanche? No, they don't. Let's get my guests out here. Please welcome Adam Hirschman, Lamorne Morris, Scoot McNairy, and Eliza Schlesinger. there she is. There she is. Oh, my God. Well, Blanche did not like that at all. She was not happy to be on the table. But thank you for bringing her along, as always. You don't go anywhere without her. You keep your microphone, or do you want to hand her off, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, hey, Noah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come, Noah, come get the Blanche.
Noah, can you please come up here? Noah, thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Bye, Blanche.
Well, that worked out great. Let's meet my guests individually, starting with Eliza, everybody.
Hi.
It's Eliza Schlesinger.
Hi, guys.
Who?
Hi.
You just got straight up Eliza on Twitter. I think you really are in the zone to just be only go by Eliza for, you know.
Yeah, I grabbed it.
I think you can really do that. But yeah, why didn't you just get Lamorne? What went wrong
to,
there?
It was a random
why didn't you just get Scoot? Why didn't you just get Adam? That's obvious. All right, so back to Eliza. Netflix special next month, July 24th.
Yeah.
That'll come out, and it's called...
Elder Millennial.
I wanted to say
it. Oh, sorry. I thought you didn't know. I thought I was helping
no,
you.
No, I was going to... Yeah,
Netflix,
you're right.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
You can always tell in someone's eyes when they like don't know your name or something like that, and so I always try to jump in.
I was excited to try to come up with it last minute, and I thought I might say another title that would be fun.
No.
If I got like your title wrong.
Low-key insulting.
Blanche's right. Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always want to put mom in a title.
Yeah.
Mother.
So that's coming out next month, and congratulations on that, and thank you for being here. And
thanks for taking my text.
You're always very... I took her text.
I texted him last week.
She's like, I want to be on the show again. I'm like, okay.
That's how Hollywood works,
yeah,
folks.
Crazy negotiating goes on all the time, wheeling and dealing. And but you're fired up. You're a strong competitor. You like to win, and you say you've won every time you've been on. Is that true?
Don't say it like that. You say you've
by the
claim,
way, you told
victim
me you've
claims.
Won three times.
Yeah, it was the first thing
times.
I said when you walked
like
in.
6
yeah,
minutes ago.
I was I've won three times.
Yeah, you were really you let everybody know because you like to intimidate.
Because I'm not a movie buff, so it's crazy to me that I've won three times.
Okay.
But now I have something to prove.
All right.
Not today, motherfucker.
Fair enough. Oh, shit.
So aggressive for someone I don't know.
Yeah.
You'll get fucked up today, dog.
No disrespect, my nigga. I'm gonna fuck you up, dog.
This is a room of white liberals. Holy even shit. You can't say the N-word without us getting offended for you.
So offended.
So please.
I'm so offended.
We're at UCB Franklin.
Super. Yeah.
We don't see color.
It is rather dark back there. I'm looking at the lack of color in this room. There is two.
Yeah, good.
Found them.
Say okay. The N-word, then point them out. Great. Okay.
My niggas. And I literally know both of them.
You bring to a situation like this, you bring a demographic.
I have to.
You bring
somebody gonna get my jokes.
Something different to the table. Oh, they're laughing so we can all laugh. I get it.
That's everybody's how it works. Looking at them like it's cool, right? These jokes don't hurt.
All right, so might as well say hi to him now. That's Lamorne Morris, everybody. Dude, so funny in Game Night, which came out earlier this year.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome. And
thank you.
My friend Jeff Tate, I'm going to see Game Night. I go, did you see Game Night? And he writes back, loved it. And then he quotes a line that you say in the movie that it completely ruins it if you know that line is coming.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, right? And so I was so mad at him because it's a really funny line. But as you were saying it, I'm like, that's where it, God damn it. Like,
that's
you know,
twist.
I knew you were going to say it right when you said it. But it's about a table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, it's well set up and well delivered, and Jeff Tate ruined it. All right. So, but thank you for being back on the show. You are also claiming to be 3 for 3.
I think I lost once. I'm
okay.
Not gonna lie.
He said
I
two backstage.
Okay. All right.
Two.
There you go. So he might have, he might tie it up with you tonight, Eliza, if he pulls this off. Plus, of course, is 4 competitors tonight, which always, throws a wrench into the whole thing and makes it more difficult. And joining us for the first time ever, it's Adam Hirschman, everybody.
Woo! You guys don't mean that. You totally don't mean that. Thank you very much. I just want to say, I didn't even know this was a game.
What?
So I'm excited to be here. I love games.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you love them because you just found out, and that would be bad.
No, seriously, I did.
Normally we don't do games, but since Lamorne is here from the film Game Night, it's some real cool retroactive promotion. Like, we're promoting a movie that's already been out. It's finished its run. I even saw it at the end of the run because I wanted to see it on the big screen, and I knew when it was going to leave theaters. And why am I telling you this story?
You knew when it was going to leave theaters?
I knew. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, it's not going to be.
Eventually,
it's not going to be playing this place.
You got a text. It's leaving tomorrow.
I'm there tonight. It's not going to be in multiplexes. As a Friday, so I went. I ran out and saw it on a Thursday. Yeah, and I don't have a movie pass either. I paid.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate
it. I use my movie pass.
Listen, Zen Dog is your latest endeavor.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You guys all, I'm sure you've all seen it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sometimes.
It's been out for a second, but I appreciate you still coming by, even though it's already been out. And you were, of course, in Accepted and Bucky Larson. And this one is interesting to me. You're uncredited as Jerry Garcia in Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Thank you very much. It's very true. I am on the DVD special features.
Oh, okay.
My best work has never been seen, and so is my worst work.
Oh, well, those are the perfect two.
That's all I do. Best and worst at once. Thank you. That's why I'm here. Good night.
Thank you for coming, and I wish you could have stuck around. joining us for the first time in L.A., I think. He's been on the show in Austin, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia, because he's always running around filming something somewhere. It's Scoot McNairy, everybody. In Los Angeles, making a movie called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's got amazing actors in it. only one of which is on the stage right now, but yeah, and it's you, right? Like, you're acting like you might not have anything to say about this this project. Is it really on lockdown? You can't say shit about it? He's nodding.
Can't talk at all.
He's nodding that he can't speak at all. So this is going to be an interesting episode of my show. Might as well be Blanche sitting over there. But so how long are you in town for? Can you say that? It's not a reality show. We're not going to figure out when you get eliminated.
I'm here for about another week and a half.
Oh, okay, cool. And
give it up for a week and a half, everybody.
Week and a half, everybody. Hey!
That's 10 days. Or 11.
And you work all the time. Is there something lined up next after this thing, or do you have a break or something?
Do you work not with Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio ever?
Yes. And no.
This is awesome.
Yes, I think I follow
I
that.
I do other movies, and I think I'm going off to work on some. Yes, I'm going off to work on something. And
is it for the government?
Kinda. I'm not just an actor.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Cool, Hank.
He's also a farmer. He's also a farmer that's not that worried about fracking. Was that what it was? Were you pro-fracking or anti-fracking in that John Krasinski fracking movie?
I was anti-fracking.
Oh, you're anti-fracking. You were super pissed about fracking.
That was
fracking.
A fracking movie?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's no way genre. That's a rude way to refer to it.
It was a fracking
movie. I can't believe
movie.
I sat through that whole fracking movie.
Ah, oh, frack.
Yeah. But thanks for coming here and taking my abuse. And tell us one thing about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What's one thing you can say about it? Is the catering good?
The catering is vegetarian.
There you go. See?
That's a clue.
No.
That's a clue. That's
so
a clue.
That's really.
That's a clue, y'all. Week and a half, that's a clue.
You have 10 days to decide.
You wear a cape? You wear tights? What's up? Nope. Not Marvel? DC? DC Marvel? Marvel DC? No?
DC Marvel?
Marvel DC?
Marvel?
Or DC?
Marvel?
Disney? Fox? Disney?
Marvel?
MCU?
MC Hammer. Tough to...
I always felt it was tough to get a word in with comedians. But you guys are going to prove me wrong tonight.
What'd you bring for the prize bag, dude?
Are we doing that already?
Yeah.
Already? God, so early in the show.
It goes by quicker here.
It's over. It's
out, you know, in Hollywood.
Everything moves faster in L.A.
Yeah.
I got...
Looks like you just came over from Gelson's.
Browns? Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, wow.
A bottle of bread and butter.
What is that even?
For those of you listening at home,
mean?
It's a wine. It's not reconstituted bread and butter.
But it's called bread and butter?
I have some white Trident.
That's probably perfect after some bread and butter wine.
But even better,
uh-oh,
after some raspberry soap.
Raspberry soap?
Which leads
shit
right into...
Did you just rob somebody on your way here?
Which slowly rolls into a Zippo lighter that says,
that's
Lucky.
Oh,
and while you indulge in the Summer of Love package, you get to watch Martin Scorsese presents Naked in New York.
Groceries.
Dude, that's like my Friday night.
You planned
it's
a whole
It's
going to
be somebody else's Friday night, yeah. Too.
That is really a wonderful prize bag. It's perfect for, I feel like we're on Price is Right Showcase Showdown. And I'm going to guess retail.
Oh.
I'm going to guess retail value $65.83 is my guess without
$1.
Going
to pass it on.
$1.
Yeah. Oh, pass it over. Thank you. Yeah, I was joking around saying, oh, it looks like somebody went to Gelson's, but yep, that's what he did.
Only the bag Gelson's is from
a
Gelson's,
grocery
though.
Store, Los Angeles.
All right. Eliza, what do you have for us?
I don't want to follow that. That's a whole thing.
You thinking about getting rid of Blanche?
I was about to say.
I brought a Schindler's List DVD.
Oh.
Because this is a very important movie.
The memories.
And if you haven't seen it, you're a bad person. I went ahead and signed it for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Hashtag never forget. Never forget I gave you this classic movie. And the disclaimer of I'm Jewish, so it's okay, but you need this. Also, my assistant had it, so I signed it. And then, on a personal note, I brought some resin pins from Eliza.com. Thank you, my one fan. So, two things from the act and my dog Blanche. And these are pretty expensive, so I brought them. I had to make my own back for one of the pins because it fell off. But because I took it for myself, for my jacket. But I put my own back. So, these lovely pins. And the Schindler's List that's limited edition.
Great.
CD. Yeah, DVD. That down. CD. It's a CD that's of terrific. Schindler's List. It's just the audio.
I brought a copy of one of my albums and a Douglas movie sticker, and I was just in Vancouver, so I got a copy of Vancouver. Where? Magazine, Vancouver, where? I had a great time there. Lamorne, what do you got? You brought a bag as well.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not bring a bag. He brought a bag.
And I gave him one of my bags.
What?
One of your signature Gelson bags?
Mm-hmm.
Two bags. I do apologize. I really forgot what the program was. And I just grabbed some shit that I had on me. And, you know.
I think it's going to be great.
It's a couple Jolly Ranchers. anybody in the mood for grape, black people? Or cherry, or as black people call it, red.
Ah!
Got that? See, she got it. And a Twitter hat. And a Twitter hat.
Whoa!
Black Twitter?
Can you
black
sign
Twitter. Black Twitter?
Black Twitter hat.
Are you going
to
sign
Twitter
that to hat? Yeah. Or the Jolly Rancher? Can you sign the Jolly Rancher?
I can't sign the Jolly Rancher. I can't sign the hat, though. That's all hat. I got, man. I got these things, so please don't take them.
Here, sign the hat.
A nigga head get cold fast.
All right. Oh, he's really writing a lot on there.
The longest name ever.
All right.
BlackTwitter.com. .net. The bird has an afro.
It feels like we're at a draft.
Okay. I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and... Oh, but those Jolly Ranchers, though. Oh, shit. We got a rancher down. and what do you got there, Adam?
Had I known we could just bring garbage, I would have brought you all my garbage. But I didn't fucking know that you could bring garbage. So I brought you a movie that I was in. Which some people say is garbage. But it's not. It's a DVD of Zendog.
Oh, there's Zendog.
Let me just get that
and
myself.
And it's autographed.
You signed it and everything.
And I brought you three more in three padded envelopes in case you have to ship them to your friends.
I'm pretty sure this is two more.
Yeah. Total three, but the other one is three. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm the creative.
Okay.
Can I?
The numbers guy's at home.
Can I find that online? Can I just watch that online?
You can watch it on iTunes.
Oh, so you could have just sent the link. You ain't got to really.
I could have sent the link.
Oh.
But
you know, strangely, one place people can't watch it?
What?
If they're sitting in a theater behind Adam. Come on, that's a hair joke that...
That is probably the best joke
It's ever. Unparalleled.
fuck, that's amazing. All right, and I'm going to give you this extra padded envelope for that joke.
Okay, thank you very much. This padded
envelope. So now you get an extra padded envelope.
The padded envelopes are great.
And like I said, I have tons of garbage. So if you're here tomorrow, I'll bring all my fucking garbage.
Lots of garbage. But I'm just going to toss these other two Zen dogs into the crowd, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please, fucking throw them in
who
there.
Who wants a Zen dog?
By the way, jump!
What, where?
Over there.
Oh, you want that one?
Over there.
It's 10:06, holy shit.
Careful. Yeah.
All right.
Watch the dirt out of that.
A lot of pointy edges on those things. So I'm glad.
DM me. Let me know how much you love it.
Wait, I'm the only one not drinking. God damn. Somebody got a beverage?
I offered you a beer in the back and you declined.
Yeah, there's coolers back there. Do you really want something?
I'll go get you a beer.
No, I'm just going to stay parched. No, sure? You good. You
God,
good.
You're so
good.
Nice.
You good.
I was never going to
I brought
ask.
This motherfucker for me.
Yeah, I'll take that. Where is it? You tell me where it is.
I know where they are.
Of course you'll get it. You're so nice.
This is not how it's supposed to be.
Wait,
uh-oh.
Here's this.
Uh-oh, that's
holy shit.
Foster's Australian phobia.
Australian phobia. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I didn't even see it. Come up here. Weird Al just came through quick.
Your audience is amazing. Best audience
my
ever.
My guests, not so much. They just leave during the show.
Yeah, he's gone. He gone.
He's out of here.
Oh,
there he is.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, just got me acting my skin color, getting drunk out here. This is not what we do. We drink water.
Real quick before we get to the game portion of the show, do you need an opener?
I have a lighter.
Oh, there you go. That's the best way to open a bottle. Set it on fire.
I have a metal...
Your hands. OJ size.
So much comedy just for the live the audience that's here. Don't forget to use your microphone voice, Lamorne.
Nah, I didn't. They didn't need to hear that.
Okay, cool.
They ain't here. Special treats for those who showed up.
I know, Scoot. You're really busy shooting Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the most mysterious movie ever made. Have you had a chance to see a movie lately? Have you seen anything like on a device or in a theater?
Yes. Well, a doc.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm late to the show, but Staircase. I just discovered 2 weeks ago, and I discovered it too with the already added 4 new episodes onto it. So I saw it as a whole.
Wait, it's a movie?
If you don't know about it, I don't want to tell anything about
it. It's a documentary series.
Yeah,
because you said there's like episodes.
And it's 10 or 11, yeah, I don't, 11 episodes.
It's not called Doug Loves Documentary Series.
Be specific.
But I trust that it's very cool if you like it and people are talking about it. Staircase.
I mean, it came out 10 years ago, so I mean, people are kind of over
Everyone
talking
is now
about it now.
Talking about it,
but they added more.
But they added more. So
they added more. They added more steps.
Yeah.
Long ass staircase.
They added more stories.
Now it reaches to heaven.
Yeah. Someone got it. The people at home. Will
All right,
it.
But you're still recommending it for the people that are late.
Yeah. Yes. Or who don't know, who have never.
Yeah, I have
heard
no
of it.
Idea what you're talking about, so I'm excited.
You would love it.
It's really good.
All right. Cool.
I saw the first two of them. They got boring as fuck after that. But I would imagine that shit's gonna be fantastic.
It's like the more staircase you get.
No, it's really good. Okay. I've seen the first two.
Eliza, what was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw was last night, and I watched Broken Arrow.
John Travolta, a.k.a. the best god he ever captured on screen.
We've been on a 90s movie sort of crusade at a kick in my house, so that's why I texted you, because all last week I watched Heat, Lethal Weapon, which is more 80s.
What are you training for the show?
I'm just getting we just started watching them. What Face Off. Fugitive.
Yeah, she's like, I've watched a lot of garbage. I think I can answer your silly questions.
Yeah, and it was like 5 nights in, and I was like, I'm gonna text Doug. I gotta get back on that show, and that's why I'm here, only because I've been on this weird kick.
All right.
So
well,
I hope you have a lot of 90s like Nicolas Cage questions for me. I
that's what I appreciate about the heads
Anything
up
about
is
John
that
Woo?
I no questions about the 90s. They're all about the 1930s.
The golden age of film.
Thank God I've been watching those.
Who played Citizen Kane's sled?
But I will say in theaters I just saw Hereditary. And
okay.
It is awful. Don't clap for it.
Wait, so
sheep.
Do you like that extra creepy shit? Cause it,
love it.
It is extra creepy, isn't it? I just thought I found it it was dull for me. I didn't enjoy it.
It was dull. The end, the last
It's 10 very
minutes,
long. It's 2 hours and 7 minutes.
I got so
long.
Much work done on my phone. During the first, second, third,
all right,
and fourth
that
act.
Is, we do not condone that in movie theaters. Or was that one where you're like the only person in the theater?
Sure.
I love when that happens.
Yeah.
It was packed.
I love when that happens because I will text like a motherfucker if I'm the only person. It's like, time for some live tweeting.
I had a friend that used to go between work shifts to see a movie, and he would wear a suit and he would take off his pants because he didn't want to wrinkle them. And I was like, you just have to be careful. What movie that is.
Or be comfortable.
Yeah. Like, I've got to be comfortable.
How do you do that?
So we're married now.
How do you do that? Who cares about wrinkles? No one cares about wrinkles.
No one cares in LA about wrinkles, for sure. Well,
oh my God,
face.
If you have wrinkles, you're like in.
Not if you're a girl.
Not if you're a girl.
But if you're a Sharpay. So...
Touche. Excellent counterpoint.
Touche the Sharpay.
Great point.
Lamorne, what was the last movie you saw?
Game night. I watch my shit all the time. That's
did you
it,
see,
dog.
Did you see Staircase? Game Night in a theater? Like you went to the premiere?
I went to the premiere, and then I went again with friends afterwards who didn't go to the premiere.
Fun to see with a full crowd and everything?
It was. You know, I wasn't really a fan of the. I was a fan of the movie. I'm just overcritical of myself,
right? Sure.
So I like watching and just go, I'm better than that, you know.
All right.
Okay, it was okay. It was okay. My performance. I don't like watching.
To Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah.
It was all right.
Why am I doing that?
Nah, that's okay. No, that wasn't.
What's wrong?
That wasn't. On the plane, I saw Red Sparrow. Red Sparrow. That's what I
want. Oh, okay. Sparrow! Why am I spitting?
So glad I invoked his name.
I'm shocked I knew who you were talking about.
Can't believe I didn't
know. No slight on him. I was just, you know.
Yeah.
I was going right to him.
Did you like it?
It was okay. Jennifer Lawrence.
She gets tortured a lot?
She gets naked and tortured. You know, that was the whole movie, essentially.
Baba.
It was strange. It was a really strange movie to look at because that shit's real, man.
What's real?
People really go through that.
What's
weird...
this Red Sparrow?
With Jennifer Lawrence, she's like a Russian spy.
Oh, it's not real.
It is real.
I mean, not a documentary real.
Nobody likes Staircase, man. Nobody likes that shit.
Did you just say not documentary real? That's like the most real you can be.
Answer me this, Scoot. What are you hauling in your big rig these days?
What's my big rig?
You got a car. Right
you
now.
Got a real you got a real like truck a driving hat. Look going right now.
Honestly,
I like to do jokes about people's appearance on an audio podcast.
I'll be honest, you walked in, I thought you were here to do work on the building.
I've been mistaken as homeless 5 times in the last 4 months.
But he's so rich. So rich.
What are you going to do with all that change? What do? Go to
he's
Coinstar?
So rich. Yeah. They got 11 homes. 11 homes.
All right, Adam. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, nothing.
Okay.
Moving on.
Adam.
Moving on.
Adam, Doug, what's the last movie you saw?
Solo.
A Star Wars story?
I get, Han Solo's.
Solo?
Solo's.
Han
a
Solo
Star Wars.
Oh, I thought
Star Wars film.
Adam?
Yes.
It's a Star Wars story.
It's a Star Wars. Yes. It was with Ron Howard.
Just say it.
Ron Howard.
No, he doesn't get that. He doesn't have a place.
Star Wars
in.
Film. What? I didn't like it.
You're going to do great tonight.
I didn't even know this was a game.
I thought this was like an interview. I thought I was the only one here. I thought it was just you and I and Blanche. We're just fucking around. Talking about old days. No, the Derby.
It's going to get intense. I'll talk you through it.
Why are you drinking such a little water?
Littlest water you could ever drink. It takes like 3 seconds. You've been drinking it for 2 hours. How long is it going to take you to finish that water? It's like 8 milliliters. Right, guys? Come clap if you think you should drink it faster.
Yeah, chug that water, Doug. Don't be such a puss.
Chug.
Doug the chug.
Dude, I'm such an asshole about water. I'm sorry. I'm a dick about water. I'm like, you should drink that faster.
Finish your fucking beer.
No, or don't. Maybe you have had enough. You just take it easy. For those of you at home, he's crying.
But don't worry, Adam. You're welcome to smuggle as many of those home as you can in your hair.
It's a podcast.
So
no one's seen me in 8 years. It's been 19 years.
Well, we know you.
It wasn't since Magnum PI at last season. Since they've seen me and I.
Were you really on that?
TJ Hooker. Just,
I don't know. I feel like
I had a guest star on TJ.
When you were two?
Yeah.
What? What?
I was a child actor. Yeah. I'm like Macaulay
Culkin.
He was
just a ball of hair.
Thank you.
Adam, I'm going to talk you through this. I really wish you luck tonight. Eliza's going to win.
Yep.
Do you. People in the audience, I didn't ask earlier, apologize for that, brought name tags. And what I need each of you to do now is after I say, let the games begin, you have to go and select a name tag from an audience member, somebody who you'd like to play on behalf of. And if you win, they will win all of these fabulous prizes. So, yeah, right? It's difficult. Sometimes they bribe you with candy, vodka, marijuana. But go grab a name tag, you guys, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's show is brought to you in part by 4HIMS. It's easier to keep the hair you have than replace the hair you've lost. Take it from 4HIMS.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. With medical-grade solutions, real doctors, and well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions that can help you keep your hair, 4HIMS.com offers men easier, more affordable access to the prescriptions, products, and medical advice they need. These are not herbal supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4HIMS.com and answering a few quick questions. Then a doctor will review and can prescribe you, and everything will be sent directly to your door. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5 today, right now while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4HIMS.com/DLM. That's FORHIMS.com/DLM. 4HIMS/DLM. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Look at this. So many to choose from. Great job, everybody. I saw yours on the internet. They're very good. Adam's got lots of candy on his.
Oh, man.
There you go. So,
thank you.
Let me just take that off of there for you. But who wants some of these?
This is...
They got the trolley sour mix.
This is like community
crawlers. Have you had the M&M's caramel?
Not in the blue.
Did you draw a butthole on the Starburst?
Yes.
Gross.
Oh, hers, yes.
I ate it.
So what does that say on it? It says Candy Shack, a comedy that puts golf balls in your fucking... Listen, let's talk about your fucking mouth.
Your fracking mouth.
Yeah,
it's
puts fucking golf balls in your mouth, and then you've got like a gopher with two golf ball-sized nuts. And some Duracell batteries lighting the whole thing up with pink flamingos. You really went all out and accomplished nothing with this, really. But Adam chose it, and that's the important thing. And I have the weed, and that's the most important thing. But what is your name? Your name's Candy?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Candy. All right, are you still talking? Oh, what is it? All right.
Ooh.
I guess we'll take it. Did you make that painting?
Yeah, I painted.
Well, thank you for bringing it. Thank you.
Is it a stencil? No.
Thank you for handing it to me.
Free hand?
I was very rude to you.
Really good.
You just wanted to give some of the prize back, and I was rude. So
that's really good, Doug.
You apologize right away. You might get away with it.
Hey, is that
fuck
how
you,
it
Doug.
Works. <I'm> sorry.
All right, what do you got there, Lamorne? I see some Kyle Kinane maybe on there.
300 Kyles to Graceland.
I love it. So you got Kyle Chandler,
mm-hmm.
Kyle McLaughlin, Kyle
Mooney,
and then Kyle, the guy who made the namesake.
Yeah.
Yep.
I picked it because I...
Kyle Kinane.
Is that Kyle McGregor?
Yeah.
Looks like Kyle McGregor. Yeah. I know Kyle Mooney and Chandler, so that's why I picked it. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of dudes on... There's nothing special about it. The G fell off of it, too.
What the fuck is Graceland?
Graceland.
Yeah,
Graceland.
What are you trying to say? Wait a minute. 3,000 cows in Graceland. Wait a minute.
That is not cool, right. Man.
My bad.
Is that Spike Lee's production company name?
3,000
miles to Raceland.
And a mule, yes.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 3,000. But it is
something
special.
Oh, it does
special.
Say 300, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. When I say nothing special about it, I didn't mean it like that. It was because it touched my heart enough for me to get it. So you touched me, man. You touched me. And for that, I appreciate you touching me. Kyle touched me. 3,000 times.
Okay, Eliza, what do you have?
I have I, Shania.
Oh.
And
oh,
this
that's
drawing
beautiful.
Is actually really good.
That's a good drawing.
He got her like neck thickness and everything. Like that serious white trash stare. Like that competitive white trash stare. He got it.
That's frameable art right
so
there.
So your name
nailed
is Sean.
That.
Yeah.
I'd date her.
She's got a temper. And I like the movie. So.
Scoot likes a neck.
Also, his friend, a thick neck.
Like a thick neck.
Red neck, like a thick neck. They were also right next to me, and then his friend was like, pick his. And I was like, I can't ignore you now that we've made eye contact. So, but it's really, and I'm like, it's cool.
Excellent choice.
And I ate the candy off his, so it's all good.
All right.
Wait, when did we get more beer?
Drink, would you?
I'm
you
saying,
have so many beers.
I don't even drink beer. I was just being polite.
It was part of his gift.
Well, you picked the wrong sign.
Yeah.
Oh, the beer came with the sign?
Scoop, the beer came with the sign. That's why I picked Jose.
That's amazing.
Jose spotting.
Look at the graphics.
I've spotted Jose.
That's
and that's
cool.
Doug.
Yeah, I'm in there.
You're all right.
Yeah, Jeff Tate, Sam Levine, and Sarah Silverman.
Man, you look good.
Yeah, I should have been in that movie.
Wait, was Sarah in that?
No.
Sarah?
Maybe.
Sarah?
No, she wasn't in that.
Sarah wasn't in that.
All right, so those are the name tags. And so that means we're all set to play. Somebody's going to win all this stuff. Whoever does the best wins.
Kyle. Kyle.
This first game we're going to play is called Characters Welcome. All four of you guess as often as you like as I name the characters in a motion picture from the end titles. Not the actors, the characters they play. And you just piece it together as soon as you know, think you know the name of the movie.
Question?
Just yell it out.
Are you starting from first? Are you just randomly naming them, or are you going off the cast list?
No questions.
Okay, go ahead.
It's in no particular order, but starting with the more obscure characters and going up to the more known ones, but not in that.
No explanation.
Broken Arrow.
Exact. That's a good pre-guess, but no. Does anybody else have a pre-guess?
Batman.
I got a pre-question.
Okay.
Can you repeat the rules again one more time? You're gonna say shit.
The rule is different. You drink a Foster's really fast.
I can't do that.
And then
is this Foster's?
Just start yelling out the names of movie titles.
Okay.
I'll say the characters from a movie. As soon as you figure out which movie it is, just say it into your microphone.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, we're ready.
Then Red Line.
It's another great pre-guess, but no. This movie has a character in it named Hal.
Oh, Space Odyssey.
Shallow Hal.
Named Ralph.
Wreck-'em Ralph.
Hapshat.
Ralph Hapshat. Ralph Hapshat?
Yeah. His name is Ralph Hapshat?
It's a character in this movie. No.
Fuck.
The Titanic.
It's also got a character named the Criminologist. And if you know this in the audience, don't yell out of
Thin Red Line.
The Specialist?
Thin Red Line.
Thin Red Line.
Thin Red
Line.
This
also has...
It's got to be one thing. Thin Red Line.
This also has a character named Dr. Everett V. Scott.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I know
just
this.
Just saw this last
you did?
Shallow Hal.
Last year.
Oh, shit.
Shallow Hal.
Is it a movie about earthquakes?
Just saw it? Oh, shit.
Deep Blue Sea.
No,
Deep Blue
shit.
Sea.
Back to the Future?
You think it's going to be fun, Adam, to come in second place in this game by just repeating what someone else said?
I don't want to be last.
That's a good point.
I hate being last. I'm always last. Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Full title.
Is that a movie?
I think it's Nerds in Paradise, but don't quote me.
Holy shit, you're good.
Eddie the ex-delivery boy.
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Eddie the ex-delivery boy.
Who's a delivery boy?
There's Full Metal Jacket. Boy.
There's also a character in this movie named Brad Majors.
Man, this is... What?
What year?
The General's daughter.
Also...
Jacob's Ladder.
How about this one? This should do it. Riff Raff.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck! The Spring Breakers?
No.
Spring Breakers. Spring
do
Breakers.
Do I get a point?
There's someone called Magenta in this movie.
Magenta?
Go.
There's another
Inherent
person
Vice.
I know a girl
called Dr. Frank N. Furter.
Oh, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And there's a character named Rocky Horror.
Rocky,
and that is
Rocky,
correct.
Rocky,
the Rocky
Show.
Horror.
Dr. Horror the Picture Tosh's Show.
Party.
She got it.
She got
yes.
it a long time ago.
She got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Lucky guess.
She's like a 3-time champion. It's like so unfair.
Lucky guess.
You guys are the best.
I mean, when you say that many movies like that, obviously one of them's going to be Rocky Horror Picture Show. She had to come across Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's like a Murphy's Law.
Murphy Brown.
Weekend at Murphy's.
Weekend at Murphy's.
Dr. Doolittle.
Murphy Picture Show.
Starring
Eddie
Murphy.
Picture Show. Bud Murphy Light.
So good.
Okay, so Liza gets to go first in this next game. That's all she won, by the way. Just gets to go
first.
Yeah,
I was telling him backstage,
game.
There's no stakes.
Did you write these questions?
Well, somebody's going to win everything. And they're not questions, they're games. And we're about to play one that is pretty new to the show. I'm very excited.
I get to go first.
Yeah, and she gets to go first.
Don't pretend like you didn't hear it.
Yeah. And then... And then Lamorne will go second, and then Adam, and then Scoot. I go to you one at a time. You each get a different title. I'm going to name a movie. The game is called... The game is called Dumelephant.
What?
Because you have to tell me whether or not... Whether it has Josh Duhamel or Timothy Oliphant.
Dumelephant. Okay.
I can't believe I'm fucking those, here right now. It's this is the happiest moment of my life.
Oh my God.
I love this game.
They really do look alike. It's not racist when you if they're in the room and you
Duhamel
say white people look alike.
Or Oliphant.
They look alike.
I'd kill to be either one of those guys' last names.
All right, so Eliza gets to go first.
I'm ready
and
to go.
Josh Duhamel.
Which one?
Don't fuck with my shit.
Which one of those two gentlemen was in a movie called The First Wives Club?
I know this.
Scoot knows it.
Who was in it?
I have really bad instincts, so I'm going to go against my
You're
instincts.
On Netflix.
And...
You can't
I'm not allowed to
just
comment
yell
on Netflix
at her.
Per my
You're
contract.
Netflix.
And their draconian ways.
I'm on Hulu.
I'm also on Hulu. So I want to say something, so I'm going to go Josh Duhamel.
Wrong. So fucking wrong.
Is it wrong?
He's right. It's Oliphant.
But my instinct was Timothy Oliphant, but I have such bad instincts.
What was the name of the movie? You had bad instincts, but you called the wrong answer. So
no, but my good instincts.
You're a three-time winner? I don't understand
what
this.
If I just...
You should be like a three-time lucky. Gonna,
hey, how many rounds of this have you won so far?
Ooh. Shots.
By the way, I'm so fucking confident that I'm going to win this right now.
Is that why you can't make eye contact?
Yeah. I can't make eye contact because I have low self-esteem. Go fuck yourself.
It's going down. It's going down.
I'm like everyone in the audience.
It's going down.
I've never heard I have low self-esteem. Go fuck yourself. It's a real...
Wait, are you sure you're not a stand-up comic?
It's a real dramatic turn you took there.
I watch a lot of stand-up comic.
It's going down.
I train. I've trained.
I just want to do gun noises.
I train. I saw Guns N' Roses live.
All right.
Maybe that's why.
You got,
I don't
you
drink
got
little
battle
water.
Scars.
Look at that little water.
You got battle scars, dude.
I'm a Lasky kid.
Pew, pew, pew. Another one.
Motherfucker.
All right.
Sorry, y'all.
Lamorne, it's your turn.
Wait, so I was wrong?
That's an ad. Yeah, you're
she get minus one. She get minus one.
Who was he?
No, there's no penalty, but she didn't get a point.
That's what this is so big for.
The whole thing will be over in about 18 minutes.
That'll be 10:50.
I'm not giving you points for that. Scream 2, Lamorne. Which one was in Scream 2?
Scream 2.
Duhamel or Oliphant?
Scream 2.
Such an easy question.
Didn't watch those movies. It's not how I was raised. Scream 2, you said, which is different from the first. So obviously it's not who I was thinking.
This isn't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I'm going to phone one of my friends. Yo, Timothy, what movie was you in, dog? I'm gonna go with Timothy Oliphant.
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But now you're in trouble because I think Adam's about to be on the board.
I don't think Timothy Oliphant knows he's
confident.
In that.
He might not know.
He'd be like, Josh Duhamel.
He might have just cruised through. Adam.
This seems easy.
Well, it's luck of the draw. I think you got one of the easier ones, but we'll see what you say.
Yeah, you see how you like it.
Which Dumel. One? You're going Dumel already?
I don't fucking need to know. Fuck this. I know this. Okay. That's Dumel. 100%. All right.
Okay, so you're wrong because it's the movie Go.
Yes! Classic Oliphant.
That's why movie. Some of us call him Goliphant.
By the way, that's a classic Go move that I picked Oliphant.
Such a great movie.
Oh. All right, so it's great over movie. To Scoot. Scoot, you look like...
I'm ready.
Yeah, you look like you're ready to do exactly what this title says. Which one was in Catch and Release?
The 1989 version, 67 version, or 72 version?
Brah, brah, ba-doom, ba-doom.
That terrible title's been used three times?
Or the documentary series in Patagonia.
We didn't see that shit, bah, man. Bah,
boom, boom, choom, choom.
It's the one with Jennifer Garner and Kevin Smith.
Blah, blah,
choom, choom.
That was...
Adam, do you know we're recording this?
No, I have no idea what we're doing. I don't know why I'm here.
It's going to be on the internet.
No one told me why I'm here.
It's going to be on the internet.
I dropped off.
Oliphant.
No, it's the other guy.
Classic Dumel.
Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs. Diggsy. Tay Diggs. Am I wrong? It's always Tay Diggs.
It's Oliphant. So Lamorne and Scoot are on the board,
yeah,
right?
We do this.
You're doing this, but we're back to Eliza. Which one is in A Perfect Getaway?
That's not a movie. Anyone's heard of A Perfect Getaway?
It's an advertisement for a hotel. It's A Perfect Getaway starring Trivago guy.
It's a sandals commercial. Trivago is not bad looking. Trivago he just doesn't own a belt.
Dude, Trivago guy looks like an alcoholic.
Trivago's the best.
There's one now where he does a soft shoe. There's another one where he's like throwing things around. They don't know what to do with
it's
that guy.
He's done enough that they were like, let Trivago guy write this one.
Nah, Trivago like, guy. Control.
Can I direct one?
He fucked the casting
he's
director.
Hold on. Awesome.
Got
wait,
that job.
We're cutting into my think time.
Abusive.
What's the movie? A Perfect Getaway?
Yes.
The Perfect Getaway?
No.
You don't know. Is it The Perfect Getaway?
Yes.
Okay, so it could either be about a vacation, which is like a Josh Duhamel thing because he's like a heartthrob, or it's about like a car chase.
This is a trick scary. Question. Trick
so
question.
So I go, okay, fine. I go Timothy Oliphant.
Wrong.
That's right,
y'all. Yeah, it's Oliphant.
Yep. Suck my... Thank you.
Yep.
Lamorne.
Too much to me.
All your answers are Oliphant, so this one has to be.
Whoa.
Tay Diggs.
Do what Whoa. I did. Do what I did and just get super cocky.
Yeah, yeah man. Whoopi Goldberg, dog. Yeah. Throw it out there. I know.
Which one was in Mother's Day?
Mother's Day?
Mother's Day.
Oh.
Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, it's got to be Duhamel.
No, it's Oliphant.
No!
Whoa!
Are you serious? You did Mother's Day?
I can't even see Josh's face mom. On the squares. He hates moms.
Yeah, he does. I know for a fact. I saw it on Wikipedia.
You say Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
My buddy Rick has a page. He writes shit down.
Trivago.com. He hates moms. .org.
I was going to let you go till I finished my tiny water. All right.
Answer has been the same.
It's been Oliphant all day. The last time we played the game was Dumel the whole time. I like to have fun. So, but that other panel figured me out. You guys were like, not so much. But it was good competition. But now
was Joshua on the panel?
Two of you got two correct. Correct. Eliza got one right.
Yeah, I have three.
Lamorne got two right. And how many did you get, Scoot?
I've only had one attempt, and I won.
Okay. Well, let's see if you could tie it up right now, and then we'll flip a coin to determine a winner.
I'm in last place. He'd be winning. Doug.
Huh?
I'm in last.
Ow.
I'm in last.
I don't even know what this is. Am I bleeding?
No, I think you're all right.
I'm in last place.
We're tied, right? 1-1-1
I have one.
I have one.
I thought you had two.
Nah, I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, you got one?
Yeah, I'm honest.
It's all tied up here.
Off camera.
Okay, so between you three, Adam, sit this one out.
Okay.
I'm going to say a movie, and first one of you says there's only two choices, so it's whoever says it first.
Oliphant.
Are you ready?
Is it between Josh Duhamel and Timothy Oliphant again?
Yeah.
Wait, we're still in that round two? Longest round of all time.
Okay.
11 minutes.
I need more time, Captain. All right. Okay. I gotta watch you guys while I say this.
Yeah.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Josh Duhamel, motherfucker. Timothy Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant.
Eliza got there before the guy who's co-starring with him in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. We got slow draw McGraw on the end there.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
It feels
yeah.
like that.
I should have just said it twice. At this. Yeah. If I could do this all over again, I would. I really would. You told us it was going to be the same guy, and I just... I didn't trust you, man. I didn't think you'd do it. I didn't think you were capable of that, you know? What a tangled web, man. Starring Josh Duhamel.
I gotta say, Oliphant's another reason I'm psyched about the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood movie.
Dude, it's, classic,
it's an amazing cast.
Oliphant.
So many good people.
I didn't get the audition for it, so I was just saying.
And fucking Luke Perry's in it.
What?
Fuck yeah. Come on, give it up for Luke Perry, guys. Come on. Yeah.
Woo!
90210 fans out there.
People don't.
Come on.
People don't buy.
You guys forget
they don't
already?
Buy LPs anymore. All right, so
what's
we got
LP?
We got one game left to play, and as you pointed out 2 minutes ago, we've only got 9 minutes left to go.
Oh my God!
We got 11 when you said it.
We got to focus.
Two-minute answer.
Seriously, got to focus because the last thing they want at UCB is a show to start late.
The 2 a.m.
They've
show
got a
UCB.
Spotless record until tonight. okay, so we're gonna play Last Man Stanton,
and
Eliza won again, so she gets to go first. We're gonna switch the order up, though. We're gonna go to Scoot, and then me, cause I play along. Then you, Adam. Then Lamorne. We're gonna name movies of an actor or an actress that's been suggested by an audience member. If you can't think of one, you're out. You do have one lifeline. You can go to Kyle once. Adam can go to Candy once.
Right.
You know, you get it. Whoever you,
Sean,
whoever's yeah. name tag you pick, you can use them as a lifeline one time. Where's Bilbo_Baggins? Hey, how's it going? Front row.
Oh my God, I thought that was the question. I was like, Patagonia, I don't know. Someone said earlier.
Staircase,
Middle
staircase.
Earth?
Timothy Oliphant.
Let's name the films of Bilbo Baggins.
Lord of the Rings.
Because it's not even Bilbo, it's Bilbo.
Bilbo, like the tree. Bilbao. Like this, like the train stop.
Mm-hmm.
I think I chipped my tooth, Doug, from earlier.
You did?
That was always like that. That was always like that. He trying to come up on insurance, man. He showed up with pre-existing injuries and shit, and then want to blame it on your show.
Your show has insurance?
Trying to take you down. He showed up like that.
I think I chipped my tooth.
Saw him at the pharmacy once, man. Chopping for Sensodyne.
Wait, are you against me getting insurance?
Yeah.
But insurance is so American.
Well, you should probably find that tooth if it fell out of your face.
Yeah, I should.
Find that chip.
Later.
So, Bilbao is going to suggest the name of an actor or actress, and I'm going to look at the panel. Uh-huh. If you guys think it's one you're all shaky on... Mm-hmm. I'll get a second name. We'll do two names.
We're just
two
naming
names.
Movies. I'm not even doing
movies that person was in.
And I go first.
But, yeah. But,
okay.
But I don't know if Bilbo's going to name somebody from the 90s.
Up. Or even like or the 40s or something. It's
you
like,
don't know what she's going to do. Brad Pitt. She's saying Brad Pitt.
Who the fuck is that? What are you talking about?
Angelina Jolie's ex-husband?
I'm going to just make a judgment call here and say we're good. We don't need a second name because Brad Pitt is...
He's
in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great. He's universal.
He's in a movie that was made for Netflix that some of you may have been in. So...
What's that called?
We'll start with Eliza. What do you got for Brad Pitt? Any movie that's got Brad Pitt in it? What's that?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites of his.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith go to Washington. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That would be such a great sequel.
Why is everyone getting shot? Mr. and Mrs.
All right, Scoot, which one are you going to go with?
California.
With a K.
With a K.
Yeah, love it. I'm going to go True Romance because it's one of the best depictions of a stoner ever put on film.
I literally forgot all his movies.
Oh, shit. Well, you're one away, but you can use your lifeline early if you want. Adam, what do you got?
Cool World.
Oh. Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, because I know my shit. What the fuck?
I don't fuck around.
Well, Adam, you should probably save ones like that nobody else will say.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot the strategy. Bathroom? I need to use a bathroom.
No, for real? The last part.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only got to get six more minutes.
I'll be right back.
That's all you, big
guy. Okay, good luck.
You forfeit. Where is it? You forfeit all your
time. Where is it?
It's in the back.
Do that one right there. There's one right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope Joe Shitman isn't in there. We started calling him that because he spends entire shows in there. Okay, so... oh, I could really go for some queso. Did he say a movie before he left?
No.
He said Cool World. Okay. Cool World. So, yeah. Lamorne, we're on you. The film's of Brad Pitt.
Fight Club.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I know one. Saw that.
That's good. You gotta knock out those big ones.
Yeah.
All right, Eliza, what do you think?
Interview with the Vampire.
Ooh, yeah. He was in that.
So hot.
He was in that.
Yeah,
he was. Scoot?
7 years in Tibet.
Ooh,
so hot.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Shout out to that.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get rid of the years in Tibet.
Uh-oh.
Seven.
Oh, I see what you did. I see what you did. I see what you did.
Oh, he's out of the bathroom to say, meet Joe Black.
All right.
He's going back in for more. What is he going to wash his hands? Okay, Lamar.
Oh yeah, he's
on
cheated.
His fucking phone in the bathroom.
Boo! You motherfucker! You disloyal, bitch made fool ass punk. Where your phone at, dog? Let me see your phone. Let me see your recent searches, motherfucker. Pull out your phone. I'm going to go with Ocean's 11.
Okay. That's a real can of worms.
Let me see. Google.com. Wait, let me hit that. That's pornography. Oh. That's recent. Okay, I'm going to do that.
Why are you Googling yourself over Never and over mind. In the bathroom?
I Google myself so I don't hate myself.
Oh. I understand.
I'm in Zen Dog. Come on, shut up.
Does that work?
Yes. By the way, I had one Bud Light. Like, I'm not going to make it through a whole show. Shut up. One water.
Whose turn is it, Eliza?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to Smooth Quiz.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Not going to tell you,
go.
Dog. I can't.
Scoot.
My survival.
12 Monkeys.
Ooh.
Oh, as long as we're speaking of 12, Ocean's 12.
Oh.
Burn After Reading?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Come on. I got a nice.
Oh, what else?
Come on.
Is there another one of those?
There might be. Give it a shot. See what happens.
I'm gonna go with 12 Years a Slave.
What?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, speaking of 12.
That gives me a good idea for a future game. Ocean's 12 Years a Slave. Eliza.
Legends of the Fall.
The sequel to Dorks of the Summer. Scoot.
Inglourious Bastards.
Great call.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, very good. I'm going to go with Ocean's 13.
I didn't know. I forgot. I was like, really? They kept making them? I was like, because now it's an 8.
Flight Club.
Flight Club? Is he a pilot in that one? We already did Fight Club. That might have been while you were in the bathroom.
No, he was right here, bro.
No, it wasn't. Okay, real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
So easy.
Yeah, just spit it right out. Eliza almost has one.
I have one.
No.
Just say
Ocean's,
I have
Ocean's
one.
10.
Do you want to go to your lifeline, Adam?
Lifeline.
Candy.
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2.
Wait, he was in it?
Spoiler.
I haven't seen it. What are you doing? Oh, my God. I was going to see it tonight. Oh.
You're gonna be late.
Hashtag.
I go with you to see it tonight, but I gotta finish my small water.
I can't believe I went to the bathroom on your podcast. I'm so embarrassed.
You're not doing that bad.
I know.
Okay, so wait, who said Deadpool 2? Lifeline. Okay, so Lamorne is up. That'd be an awesome title.
Amazing Lifeline.
Bradley Pitt. Boom. Bradley Pitt.
Mrs.
Son of a virgin.
Joey.
Shit. I'm gonna have to go with my lifeline.
Lifeline time. Yeah. Where's Kyle at?
Huh?
Troy. Damn it! Damn you!
Troy.
Troy. Troy. Lamorne goes with Troy.
90s?
No, it's one of my favorite movies, motherfucker.
You love Troy?
Yeah, when he hit the dude in the fucking shoulder with the blade. Right?
Yeah.
Did this.
It's good. He's got some smooth moves in that one.
Man, he look good in it too, man. He look real good. You know, sultry almost. You know.
Eliza, you want to go to your lifeline?
Oh, God, no! Snatch!
Snatch! So
thinking
good.
About what he looks like when he eats and talks, because he does it more than any
the
other
best.
Actor. So I'm just going through clips of mouths and food. Paddywinkle Blue.
Oh my God, so good.
Scoot.
Fuck, that was so good.
Scoot. Are you out?
War Machine.
Yeah. That
Netflix.
That's the movie he's in with.
Oh, I was
Scoot's
trying to
think of the Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That count.
I think you said it. Movie?
Yeah. Ooh. Motherfucker.
Just like Eliza, I have a system for figuring out, like, thinking of the next one. I'm like, what is he? Oh, right. The Mexican.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Nice work.
Yeah, he was in that. He was in that. Your turn.
Adam, you're still in it because your lifeline saved you, but did you come up with something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're done with lifelines.
Can I do the percentages? where the audience has a percentage?
I don't think so. That's more of a multiple choice kind of thing.
I'm Brad Pitt, we're talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he in...
Yes.
The Gingerbread Man?
All right, you're out.
Thank you. You guys, he would have been great in that.
Yeah. Lamorne?
Benjamin Button.
Oh, shit!
Settle down, everybody.
That was a
this
backwards
This is a dangerous
move.
Time for you, my friend.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yes!
Fuck.
So good, Lamorne. That was amazing.
I wish on Jeopardy when somebody got something wrong before Alex could say anything, the audience just went, fuck it, fucked up.
The Curious Case.
Got that one wrong.
It's such a great movie.
Eliza?
He aged backwards.
Uh-oh. She looks like she might be out. She's looking
Troy
around.
Too.
Who's your lifeline?
Tanya. Sean.
All right, use your microphone, Eliza.
Sean. Johnny Suede. Something called Johnny Suede.
Yeah, that is correct.
Right.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. What is that even?
What he plays a dude with a big hairdo and kind of like Cool World, but no animation. Cool World,
yeah. I thought that was River Phoenix.
Oh, well.
Oh.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix did some good work, too.
All right, we got to get out of here, so let's wrap
six
this up.
Minutes,
Scoot, you got another one?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, you what? Bastard.
It's not out yet. It could never make it.
Oh,
something bad could happen.
Burn it after reading.
To the theater.
It's burn after reading.
I have to agree with them. Do you have another one?
Jose.
What?
Oh, Jose.
Lifeline.
Fury.
Fury. Fury. Well done. Fury, of course. Of course.
Fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, too.
Of course.
Only reviewed by 243 people.
All right.
Take your time, Doug. It's your show. No rush.
Oh, yeah. No, we got to get out of here. We got 1 minute.
5 minutes.
What? We got 1 minute. I was sitting there pretty cocky there for a while. Thought I was going to take this. And then I had to think. I don't have a lifeline, dude. All right, in the interest of time, and because I can't think of anything.
Looks like I won.
I'm going to tap.
Wait. Tap. I get a chance.
Lamorne's still in
I'm
it.
I'm not out either, even though I don't.
I'm out. I was out before I got here. Hello.
What do you got?
Moneyball.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Damn it, I love that movie too. Eliza?
Is there a movie where is there like a like a Last Samurai kind of thing where he's surrounded by
that's Tom Cruise.
I know, like that. Can I offer an episode of TV he was on?
Yes.
Never seen before.
He was on 30 something.
He was on Friends.
Yes.
When he was dating
Jennifer. But you gotta name the episode. You gotta name the episode.
Hell yeah.
Thanksgiving.
I thought this was Doug Loves Movies.
It's an offer that I have. He's a movie
offering.
Star on a TV show before movie stars were doing TV shows.
Movie versus TV, go.
Yeah, so Friends, when he comes for the Thanksgiving episode.
Okay, you're out.
Okay.
This is her first loss on Doug Loves Movies.
What else have you got?
what
do you got, Scoot?
The Devil's Own.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, Scoot, you're amazing.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can't think of that one.
Can you rank the order that we won?
I jerk off to his IMDb page, and I should know all of these.
Do you have one more, Lamorne? We got
to
jerk off.
Not only do I jerk off, I finger myself. Oh, that's gross, right? Because it's male and female. I get it.
Jesus Christ.
I thought this was Doug Loves Movies.
If he doesn't get one, are we all tied for losing?
No, I won.
I won.
Keep forgetting you're in this game.
I'm just over here fixing a light bulb and I won.
How many directors does it take to screw in a light bulb? It was the long con. You played it cool.
I've been tied for losing my whole life.
Shit.
Well, when you shoot for second, you know, over time you're going to lose.
And then they just started kissing. It was so weird.
So you got, that's it? You got nothing?
Yeah, I do. Valentine's Day.
It's always a reasonable guess, but...
Wait. Director's feet cut.
Tied for losing?
We tied for losing.
What's the
you didn't win.
What's the thing he did with Marion Cotillard?
Allied.
Great, that's a hard one to remember.
Fuck.
Allied. But that means that Scoot McNairy has done it.
I mean, who really knew that Brad Pitt worked that much?
Does he have any other movies?
World War Z.
Oh, we forgot World War Z.
The Big Short. River Runs Through It.
River
Runs Through It.
Yeah. Oh,
River
2 hours later.
He was in.
He was in the Big Short.
Megamind.
Wow.
Assassination of Jesse James by his coward fucking loser brother.
Oh, yeah.
What? Killing Him Softly.
He's like a big deal.
Mary Poppins.
Wait, Scoot's in that one too? You know, there's stage fright. You know, you just sort of go blank when you get up here.
Is there anything you want to promote, Scoot? Thank you again for being here, and congratulations on another win. Scoot doesn't come in here to promote shit. He just comes by because he enjoys himself. And it's just nice to get off the road for a second.
I'm here to promote you, Doug.
Because he travels around all the time doing movies and TV. And
I don't know what I'm plugging.
Trucking.
He's in most of Brad Pitt's movies and TV.
I'm just plugging California. I'm happy to be out here.
Liza Schlesinger has a special on the Netflix coming out July 24th. And what else do you want? Got
called any, Elder Millennial.
You got any live dates?
Yeah, I'll be in. When does this come out?
Tomorrow.
Okay, I will be starting my tour in Las Vegas for 4th of July weekend, so on the 7th. And then literally almost every single city here and abroad for the rest of my life. So go to Eliza.com. All right.
Lamorne, what do you got going on? What's coming up for you?
So much, dog.
New season of New Girl.
Nah, we done. They got canceled like a motherfucker, man. They let us go. They went ahead and sent us the pasture.
Oh, yeah, why? What, can't Fox scoop it up?
We were on Fox.
Oh. I mean, FX.
You're okay.
You know, FX. Tim Allen, that Fox saved the day. Why don't they just do that for you?
We don't want to be honest with you. We could be some old ass roommates living in that loft, man.
Well, what's coming up? You got something in the can or something?
Yeah, a couple of things. New show, actually. A new miniseries called Valley of the Boom coming out on Nat Geo.
It's good.
It's great. Miniseries. So. Yeah, it's good. He's seen it.
Nat Geo.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. With, right. Let's see.
How did you see it?
Steve Zahn and Bradley Whitford. It's going to be great.
Yeah. All right.
And yet again, I'm the only Negro in it. I really gotta do something with more color in it. Hollywood, we gotta.
Hello.
Do better. Somebody, I mean, come on.
I'm right here.
We gotta do better. Oh, not right. You. Somebody with.
You know, there's always Get Out 2.
I would die to be in Get Out
2. : Get Out Again.
Please, for real, Get Out.
We mean it this time. We're not even letting you fuck our daughter this time.
Get outside.
Get out before you fuck our daughter.
Yeah. Because isn't that the weird part of that movie, that they're so racist that they want their daughter to fuck a million black guys?
Yes.
It's a weird choice.
100%. I mean, she was going to do it anyway. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You got, yeah.
That one's for just us.
Yeah, that one.
I'm not going to explain that one to the listeners.
I am the Fosters.
Yeah. And Adam.
And I'm the Sharpie.
Adam Hirschman.
I was in the UCB bathroom 15
no,
minutes ago.
No, I got
ago.
It, Doug. I got it.
I just
want to
say that's amazing if you guys get a chance. Zendog, go to zendogmovie.com.
No!
I crushed some batteries. It's cool. That's what I usually do on the weekends. What did you do last weekend, Doug? Nothing. Crushing batteries, though. Zendog.
Is it ZendogMovie.com.
Available
crushing
now.
Batteries. Yes.
Available now. First time guest, Adam Hirschman, everybody. Next Doug Loves Movies here at UCB Franklin is on Tuesday, July 24th. Another powerhouse lineup for that one. Hashtag schedules permitting. And thank you again to all of my guests, Scoot McNairy, Eliza Schlesinger. Lamora Morris, and Adam Hirschman. And as always, this one's kind of strange, so I'll lead off with it. Trannies hating the word tranny is a shithead? Okay. My boyfriend's boss for making him miss Douglas movies is a shithead. And one that I really think we can all agree on, swamp ass is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him fine.